Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. And I have Lori Kasner with me tonight. And we're talking about something that is still taking place. Today, I had a man who tried to, he's a senior, and he was trying to get into a home because he's homeless. One of the senior long-term homes, okay, shelters, and they would allow him in, but he would have to take the shot. He would have to take before, or they won't let him in.
This is recently?
Yeah, today.
Oh, wow.
And I almost guarantee he's listening to the program right now. Now, we had sent out in our newsletter those sheets that we give people exemption from the shot. And many, many people use them. And we give you good, clear Bible teaching on why they should not receive that shot. And many people who were threatened with their jobs went ahead and they were given exemptions. They didn't have to take it, okay? I had some relatives of mine who I told them not to take it, and they did, and they had some very, very bad experiences afterwards.
Yeah, J.D. Vance spoke with Joe Rogan. I think his interview was today, and he talked about his vaccine injury. He said that he had never been that sick in 15 years till he got his first COVID shot.
And, well, you know, I was at the VA, and as I was sitting there, there was a woman, and she was telling me how she came and how they got the COVID shot. And I said, I wish you hadn't done that. You know, I was telling her. Right then, here came in an old-timer, a guy my age, and he was cussing. And he looked at it, and I'm sitting there, and I'm wearing my hat that says America Needs Jesus, okay? And he recognized right away, and he said, I'm sorry, preacher, I'm sorry. He said, but what they done to me here. And I said, what was that? And he said, I told them I did not want that COVID shot. I told them. And so they said that, all right, I won't give it to you. And they gave him a shot that was supposed to be, what it was for, you know, it's like if you step on a rusty nail.
Tetanus shot.
Tetanus. And then they gave him another shot, and he said, what's that one for? And they said, that's the COVID shot. Ugh. And he was furious. This guy was absolutely, he was throwing a fit, and I don't blame him.
I had to go get a tetanus shot just a few months ago, and I made sure that I told him, hey, this is the only shot I'm going to take. I want to see the paperwork.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would recommend never, ever taking any shot.
Right.
Ever again. Because the problem with the tetanus shot, it's not just tetanus.
Not anymore.
It's diphtheria. It's not a standalone for just tetanus anymore. And I've read so many things about tetanus that it's not caused by rusty nails anyway.
Well, today, again, in the entire society, we can't trust it anymore.
No.
Okay. You've got this death culture. It's a culture of death.
Yes. Okay,
out there, where you have a complete political party who has, as their standard, their number one issue, is the ability to kill their babies, to kill innocent babies.
Well, they just want to get the population down one way or the other, and they're going to do it with the vaccines or killing the babies or whatever they can think of.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, with the vaccine, they can take care of a couple birds with one stone, too. I know for a while they were threatening dishonorable discharge to the military if they didn't get vaccinated.
Then they try to get all those people back, and the people refused to come back. They no longer trusted the military.
Well, not only that, so I had a friend who was enlisted the 4 years of COVID in the United States Air Force, and they told him, Anybody who didn't get the vaccine would be dishonorably discharged the following week. People didn't do it. Most people did. And then he came to find out only after, 2 years later, after he had completed his service, that the people were regularly discharged with a chance at honorable after. It wasn't a dishonorable discharge at all. They flat out lied to the service members.
Yeah, well, they were doing a lot of that. Milley, you know, here you have a guy that's in charge there at the Pentagon. And what is he promoting? He's promoting drag queens at USO shows, okay? And having drag queens on the military bases where they had, you know, the schools, the daycares, allowing drag queens. And here's a guy that committed high treason, Milley. He's out there right now complaining, saying he will, if Trump gets into office, he knows Trump is going to court-martial, even though Milley's already retired. Really? Why would he court-martial? Here's a guy that told the Communist Chinese Party, if my president gives orders to attack, I will let you know.
Wow.
There you go. That's called treason. That's what we call treason. But anyhow, go ahead and pick up where you left off there.
Remind me where I left off there,
well,
Pastor Sanders.
You were talking
Sanders.
About that bio, and we all
well,
saw it here.
I wish your listeners could see this picture that I have on my phone here.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that.
Wow.
Oh, goodness.
And they said that some of these things were like 6-7 feet long.
Good well, night. There's been, I know that Richard pulled one out. He has one that's, he has in a tube. It was 19 inches long. And they've been, I think they've been reported up to 4 feet long. I think I even have a picture on my phone where it has a yardstick or
wow.
that shows that it was 4 feet long. Goodness.
Well, we're seeing it here in the studio, and yes. it's just very shocking. And I can't imagine, you know, people are walking around with this inside of them.
Right.
Just because of the vaccine or so-called vaccine.
This is all part of the depopulation program.
Yes,
like
absolutely.
I sat in live with them as they, not knowing who I was, talked openly, and they talked about starvation, they talked about wars, all the different ways, and one of the major ways that they thought of getting depopulating was using vaccines to mm-hmm. depopulate the people.
Oh, well, Bill Gates said it out loud.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And so...
Bill Gates is the number one... benefactor for the FDA in general. They get most of their income from directly Bill Gates.
Right. Well, he's right now in the Netherlands have a warrant out for his arrest. Oh, okay.
Good.
He's involved in a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know, I don't know if you know it. You probably do. But all of these countries, Big Pharma, Pfizer, and the three major vaccine companies that promote this stuff, they actually are under the Pentagon. The Pentagon actually is giving them their authority to do the things that they're doing. And that's, you know, our military has, you know, has totally sold us out.
There's a Substack author by the name of Sasha Latapova talks about how the DOD is involved in all this.
So our government has gone completely corrupted. I mean, it's just completely corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
But there's a lot of lawsuits out there that people are winning. I forget what state it was in where the workers were awarded back pay. I think each one of them is going to get $1 million. I'm trying to remember if that was in New York State or... I can't remember.
Well, they need to go after Fauci. He was the highest paid... Okay, government official. His salary was much higher than that of the President of the United States. They need to go after him and that Brooks woman, okay?
Brooks
Deborah woman.
Brooks.
These people, they knew exactly what they were doing. I mean, all along, they knew people were going to die. And this thing...
remember what I mentioned earlier? There's a film coming out, a documentary entitled Thank You, Dr. Fauci. And I just saw the trailer for it today. And I'm not familiar with the gentleman that is talking about it. But there's a trailer on Twitter that, I don't know if you've ever heard of Kim.com.
Yeah.
Okay, he's somebody who posts a lot on Twitter, very popular. So he posted the trailer for, it's 2 minutes and 31 seconds. It says the truth about Dr. Fauci is coming out next week in a docu called Thank You, Dr. Fauci, an indictment against the scientist who killed 20 million people. This trailer is already banned by his propaganda partners, the big tech and media billionaires.
We've been telling people that 20 million people died, from COVID. That's the latest count, 20 million. And
that's probably a low number. That's probably a lot more than that.
Not from the COVID. I'm talking about the vax. Okay, many times more people actually died from the vax than died from COVID.
Okay,
I don't think anybody died from. There are very small amount of people died from COVID. They died from the protocols that the hospitals had.
In the nursing homes, especially.
Right.
And the things that they were doing. And boy, I wish we could get to that. I'm going to see if I can find a way of getting that up and getting it loaded. We're going to keep trying until we find a way because people definitely need to hear that. They need to hear
all
that.
I've seen the documentary 3 times now. Every time I cry, every time I watch it, it's like the first time. We showed it at Medina County Friends and Neighbors. The GOP headquarters in Medina allowed us to use their space, and we showed it last week. We had about 25 people. And then Ohio Freedom Fighters in Medina showed it Wednesday night. We had about 45 people watch it that evening.
Well, you know, what they did in New York, especially with a corrupt governor and the nursing homes, you know, putting COVID people in there, knowing that. Not just in New York, they did that in several states. It's all about death, killing off the elderly, okay?
It helps the Social Security system, right?
And not only that, but here. Remember, right here, Cleveland Clinic, they said about a year ago, they said that they had a study, and they found out that if you got the shot, if you got the kill shot, you were 4 times more likely to get COVID.
Yeah, now, there are 51,000 employees. I have that up. I have that bookmarked on my phone. I've sent it around to many people. But I doubt that they sent that information out to their employees, letting them know what the results of that study was.
No.
That the more shots they got, the more apt they were to get COVID. Because the best way not to die of COVID is not to get COVID.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because you see, if you're 4 times more likely to get COVID by taking the kill shot, you're 4 times more likely to die of COVID, right?
I would assume.
If the kill shot don't get you first.
Right.
There you go.
There was an estimate by a gentleman named Denis Rancourt, who is, I'm not quite sure what his background is. But he estimated that there's been 17 million deaths from the COVID shots. 17 million.
Well, now is that just in America or is that worldwide? I know that the latest stats I saw.
I think that was worldwide.
The latest stat that I saw was 20 million. 20 million worldwide.
There's been a lot of estimates out there. But
yeah.
Yes.
And so.
Well, the depopulation plan is working well.
I think the crazy part, too, is even on a small level, you don't need a case study to see this. I mean, I can tell my story. I'm pretty sure everyone has a similar one where I have friends and family that were either forced to take the vaccine in the military, in a medical field, that were told if they don't take it, they'd be fired, they'd be charged, and they ended up taking the vaccine. And those are the only people that I knew that ended up getting violently ill were the people that got the vaccine. Now, at some point during all this, they developed some new test that'll tell you how many times you've tested positive for it in a backlog, right? Well, my fiance got sent home from work during one of this, saying, oh, someone got COVID, they sent everyone home, we all have to get this antibody test. And they told her, oh, you've had it 3 times. She never showed symptoms. She lives with me. I've never shown symptoms to have it 3 times. Yet all these people that get the vaccine are getting violently ill, worse than they've ever had in their life. And I'm sure everyone has a similar story. That's all the evidence you need, in my opinion.
Well, you know, again, we all have had that. I have a relative that was close to me, and I warned her, do not do it. Do not do it. And she said, my doctor would never recommend anything that would harm me. And I said, I'm telling you, your doctor is doing what they're told. The pressure is on from these hospitals. It's about money. It's about making money. And
a lot of them never questioned it.
Right.
Yeah.
And she got, it was a while, and then she told me, I've got to admit this to you. I wish I had listened to you. She said, it almost killed me. And she said, I'm not getting a second shot. She just got the first one. She said, it almost killed her.
You know, Pastor Sanders, I would say that I think the Great Awakening is happening because in the last couple of weeks, I know 3 people that have started to wake up. One gentleman, he got four shots and he's had all kinds of health issues, and he realizes that that's the cause, was the shots. So I've sent him some information. There's a lot of protocols for people that have been injured that the FLCCC has on their website. It's flccc.net. Also, Dr. Peter McCullough has protocols out there, and they're not prescription drugs. They're all nutraceuticals that you can buy, you know, at any store or online.
Oh, I know a lot of those are those nicotine patches they're telling you to buy that absorb.
Yes. I've been reading about that as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I supposedly they've been very effective at absorbing a lot of those little things that they inject into you. Okay. Mm-hmm. But again, from what I'm hearing and all the chatter and from those that the experts, a whole lot more people are going to die from that. I had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on here with me right in the beginning of all this, and she was right on everything she said that was happening.
I'm actually a patient at her clinic.
And she said, I had her on the radio years ago. I mean, years ago, and probably 25, 30 years ago she was on. And so the last time she said, well, I'll come on, but if you'll come on my program, okay? So
she was doing podcasts then?
Yeah, and that's what she does. She did a podcast that... And what she does is she uses one of these smart aleck phones, right? And she's got a thing just like I have here. She's set up there. Now, and she's got this little bitty dog, and that dog watches you like a hawk. It's like I got one of those. And so I go in there, and she has this. So, you know, you've heard the expression, putting your heads together. Let's put our heads together. Literally, our ears were touching each other so that we could be, you know, be filmed there. And so I'm doing this for an hour podcast, and that little dog's sitting there watching me. I mean, if I move fast, he just sits up, you know. I thought that little thing was going to jump on me and start biting my ankle. But
I've seen her dog in the office before. I think it's the dog's name is Tegan.
Yeah, it was it was funny. But We laughed ourselves, you know, doing the podcast that way.
She had a hearing down at the Ohio Board of Medicine. I went down there to support her with a bunch of people.
We did it on the radio. We were turning out people out there, and I guess they had taken her license and
they suspended it.
They suspended it. Mm-hmm. But from what I understand, that she has her clinic. And she doesn't, I don't know, is she actually still seeing patients?
No. She did get her license back.
Okay.
A couple of months ago. So I think she had some patients that she sees. She doesn't take any new ones, but she has some doctors on staff, and I do see one of her physicians there.
They tried to take Nurse Conley's also, but they mm-hmm. didn't. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is it's the medical mafia. It's what it is.
Truly.
And we have to stand up to it and push it back, don't we?
But I have such an immense respect for the doctors out there that are speaking out despite what's happened to them. And they are true warriors.
And Dr. Glidden has protocols for that COVID shots, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people now have it. And so it's trying to reverse that, okay? Frontline doctors. We have the number of the frontline doctors here on that, you know.
Is that Simone Gold?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking here, McGill, Dr. McGill. Okay. Charles McGill, I believe it is. We had him on here too. And so, he's a part of the frontline doctors, been on there for a long time.
Well, Pastor, I think something else important that you brought up briefly that people don't typically think about or realize when they go to see a doctor or go to the hospital is that pharmaceutical companies have contracts with these hospitals to sell certain drugs and prescribe certain drugs. It is very much just a business. You have a pharmaceutical company, one of three major ones that control 95% of the market in the U.S., that's probably a generous number, has contracts with each individual hospital to prescribe this drug for this list of issues. And if you have this list of issues, we're just going to cross-reference it and give you that drug. It's no longer about treating based on what you have. It's about checking the list and seeing what they can give you because that's who's paying the bills.
Well, you know, I know I've told this story before. When my son was a little guy, when he was just, I don't know, 6, 7 years old, I had taken him to see his doctor. And what happened is she said, he has not had his vaccines. And I said, no, and he's not going to get them either, because I know what's in those things. So do you. And she said, Pastor Sanders, she said, don't judge me so harsh. And she told me her story. She said, I had 5 children, and my sister had 4, and she died of AIDS and left me. I'm a single mother with 9 kids to raise. And she said, I either promote those vaccines or I lose my job. And I said, well, have you gotten those your own children vaccines? She said, no. She said, I'm a doctor, and I keep an eye on them, okay? But she said, I have to feed them. So there you go.
I guess she didn't believe that the Lord would provide, did she?
You know, like she said, I apparently not, right? But you have to. I know it's hard for some people, and especially when in the situation. I feel for her, you know.
Sure.
Raising
sure.
all those kids, taking on. And, you know, we've always had, I've been raised up, even in the military, Richard. You know, our motto was, when in doubt, charge. When not in doubt, charge anyway.
Yeah.
And that's the way we've always done. You always go after, you always run towards the fire. And but not everyone, especially, you know, a woman who's a single mom raising 9 kids is going to run towards the fire, right?
Right, right. You know, I'm glad you brought up the issue of childhood vaccines, because Children's Health Defense did 2 other documentaries. So there's Vaxxed 1 and there's also Vaxxed 2. Vaxxed 1 is entitled From Cover-Up to Catastrophe. It's an hour and 27-minute film. And Vaxxed 2 is called The People's Truth. It's an hour and 36 minutes long. I would suggest that your listeners watch those films as well. You know, I've kind of made it my mission that anybody that I know who's going to be a grandparent, in fact, I have a very good friend from my church whose son and daughter-in-law are having a baby in January. And I said, so I've been sending her all kinds of information. And I said, you know, I don't know how you want to put this to them, but maybe say, you know, if I had information that could possibly save the life of your child, would you want me to share it with you? Well, what child wouldn't say yes to that, right?
Sure.
So she shared with me the other day that she just blurted it out to her daughter-in-law, you know, are you going to have your child vaccinated? And she said, oh, yeah, she's a little girl that she's going to have. And she said, oh, yeah, she's going to get all the vaccines. But I think she was embellishing that just to kind of kid around with her mother-in-law. So anyhow, they ultimately decided that they would listen to what she had to say and what she had to share with them. So I sat down with her last week, and we watched Vaxxed 1 together. And I said, I want you to watch this before you watch it with your son and daughter-in-law, just so you know. And so we watched it, and she kept saying the whole time we watched it, are you kidding me? And it's a real eye-opener. And I said, you know, and I've been plugging this when we showed the Vax 3 movie last week, and I've been plugging those other 2 movies. And I said, you know, once you watch that, I don't think there's any way that you won't be turned into an ex-vaxxer. That's what I am. You know, I'm an ex-vaxxer. Clearly, I wasn't an anti-vaxxer. But I'm now an ex-vaxxer, and I don't see how anybody could watch that film and not come away, because it talks about the truth. They had a whistleblower from the CDC that talked about what they were doing, particularly with the MMR vaccine.
Yeah, we had a woman on here that talked about the 6 different levels of vaccines that they had and how they had shipped the most toxic of those to red areas where a lot of...
I've heard that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she had a map. She shows you right there. Here's what, and she worked for Pfizer. She was one of the top people there. Okay, but you know, there's an old saying that the older our children become, the more we know. In other words, you know, we had 3 ladies in our church, 3 grandmas, who all 3 of them had their adult daughters. And it goes to that, it's the women seem to be easier swayed and put more trust in the medical association than the men. The men don't, you know, they're less trusting.
It's the women who make the decision in the family about that kind of healthcare stuff.
And all 3 of these daughters, these adult daughters, forbid their mothers from seeing their children until they got the vax. And now that's kind of changed now, because the more information that comes out, the more that they're seeing that maybe their mothers knew, you know, a little bit more than they did, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, anyhow, wisdom, it's just unbelievable. But I'll tell you what, let's do this. You are a very smart woman. I knew that from the minute I laid eyes on you.
I right? just read a lot. Like my mother. My mother, her name was Dolores, and everybody called her D, and then everybody called her Dr. D because she read everything.
Well, and Dr. Laura, what mom. We're going to do is open the phone lines. We're going to open the phone lines and take some calls. So the phone lines are now open all over the country at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, I'm sure you do out there. If it's like a real hard one, ask Richard, right?
Yeah, I'll handle the tough ones.
Okay, very good. So give us a call if you have a question or comment. We're talking about what has taken place. If you've had an experience, and I know a whole lot of you have had experiences out there, especially Run Death Is Near. If you have anyone who, and that's what they call that remdesivir now. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to some of the people in the hospital. They call it Run Death Is Near. If you know of someone who's taken this, we had a fellow who went to the church that I used to pastor out in Cortland, okay? He was a deacon in that church. And he told them specifically not to get, he did not want remdesivir. And they said, but they gave it to him by protocol and killed him.
I've heard the story so many times.
So time after time. So out there, if you have a question or a comment, let's go to Vince in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hey, Vince, you're in the air.
Thank you for taking my call. You know, ever since COVID and now the forced vaccinations, well, I'll tell you what really shocked me was some of the naturopathic doctors, chiropractors, acupuncturists, herbalists, a good percentage of them took their vaccine. And I said, why did you throw all your education out the window? That vaccine just goes contrary to all the education you took. However, on the flip side, you have good allopathic doctors. They refuse to take the vaccine. So it's kind of funny how God separates the goats from the sheep.
That is definitely strange, you know. I mean, here, I would have no confidence in a doctor that told me to take the shot, okay? And I know that they're out there, and a lot of them, when you sit them down and just say, hey, come on, from your lips to my ears, tell me the truth. Well, we have to do it. We have to do it. We don't like it, you know. That's where it always comes down to. It's big. It's all about the money. You know, how much money should Tony Fauci make to justify the death of 20 million people?
I was pleasantly surprised to read in the paper how many pharmacists refused to sell the vaccine. A few pharmacists sacrificed their career on not giving out that vaccine.
But praise the good Lord for those that had the decency and the integrity to do that.
Yeah, but it just threw me off when so many of my acquaintances took the vaccine and they're in the holistic field of medicine. It's like, what? I can't believe it.
It's hard to make sense of it, isn't it?
Well, you know what's even worse? These mega churches that allowed the government to come in on their church property, and the church got paid for it to administer the kill shot on church property.
Yep, that's still going on today.
You know, I'll tell you what, I have a lot of respect for Franklin Graham, but I'm going to tell you, he couldn't have been more off than when he promoted the kill shot, and then he got myocarditis, and apparently...
Oh, he did?
Yeah, apparently his niece did too. Usually it just happens to men, young boys. Okay.
Did he ever talk about it?
No, but he sure quit promoting the shot. You know, he stopped dead. He didn't, after he found out what happened to him. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm surprised he went with it in the first place, but...
Yeah, I would have thought he'd known better. I really would have thought, but...
Thank you for taking my call there, and I'll keep on listening.
Thanks for calling, and yeah. Well, you know, people like President Trump said, look, he first got into Washington, he was surrounded, and he was told these people were experts. He said he knows different. Now he understands. We'll be back right after this.
On a cold winter's morning, on a sidewalk in the city, a lost soul approached me as the snow was getting deep. I could see the look of death. It was there in her eyes now, as I began to preach, she began to speak. She said,
"Preacher, I'll admit it. I've come to kill my baby. The whole world is telling me that I have that right. But deep down inside me, I believe what you're preaching. Children are a gift of God. We've gotta give them life."
So I put my arm around her, and I gave her the gospel. It was right there in the darkness that she could see the light. Two souls were saved there, both her and her baby. If you're called to do the Lord's work, you had better learn to do it right. You've got to know how to please Him, not just to please Him. Knows the rock of his salvation. I'll separate the goats from all the sheep. All men are sinners. They all need the Savior. He's the only one to trust in. It's your soul that he'll keep. And when I finish preaching,
woman was a believer. A baby in her womb, I knew she would keep. And now 25 years later, her baby is a young preacher. She's so very proud of the baby that she decided to keep. You got to know how to please him, not just to please him. Don't try and walk away. Not just to please him. Don't try to walk away. There's nowhere to run. You better count your blessings and do it while you're able. He's the keeper of your soul now. He's got the Son. You've got to know how to please him. Not just to please him. Don't try and walk away. There's nowhere to run. You better count. Please him while you're able. He's the keeper of your soul now. He's got the soul.
All right, we're back. And let's go out to another trip to Minnesota. Hey, Cynthia, you're near.
Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, Minnesota's hot tonight.
Yeah.
Anyway, we always love to have a chance to talk to Ernie. And health issues are so well done and handled on your show. I have a daughter who has mental health issues, and she has had remdesivir at least 3 times.
Whoa.
She has a clot in her leg that they say was caused by COVID. It has been covered by fibrin, so it's not going to go anywhere, they say. However, it does cause pressure in that calf. And she has a thyroid that's been turned to rubber. They can hardly get the fine needle in there because they're trying to check up on her thyroid because there's a little nodule they're watching. They can hardly get in there.
Wow.
So it's just been a very complicated thing. With mental health issues, we wonder if this is going to exacerbate, and we kind of think we see it happening. She's already had 21 ECTs a long time ago, but I'm sure her brain has not been helped by any of it.
What's your daughter's name, Cynthia?
Her name is Susan, Susie.
All right, mm-hmm. Folks, I want you all to join with me. We're going to pray for Susie right now all across the country.
Oh.
If you folks will listen, remember, God said there's power. There's much, much power in prayer. If you listen, because every one of you someday you're going to need prayer. Either you need it now, but you will for a fact. So go ahead. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I want to hold up Susie right now. Just ask Father God, Lord, that you would intervene. We know you've told us that we know for a fact you intervene in the affairs of man. And so, Father God, our prayer is, Lord, that you would touch Susie. She would receive a healing from head to toe complete, Father God. And, Lord, that you would bless her in every area where she could receive that blessing. And then, Lord, you would turn her desires towards you more and more every day in all things in every way. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks.
Oh, bless you. I never thought of asking for prayer, but that girl really needs it. She's in the hospital now because she had a very belligerent episode at the nursing home that she's in, and they sent her to the hospital, of course, but it was such an outburst, nobody's seen any kind of behavior like that from her before.
Well, Cynthia, I got to move on because the whole board is lit up, but God bless you. Thank you. Let's go to California with Greg.
Hello.
Hello, you're in the air.
Hello,
go
sir.
Ahead.
Yes, thank you. I thank you for your show. Yes, when this was first coming out, my daughter wanted to go to Hawaii, and I told her, I don't know about the shot, but I don't want you to take it because, you know, but they forced them to get to the one to go to Hawaii to get it, but then she got it. We live in California, but fortunately she hasn't had any adverse reactions. And then I think that, this is just my opinion, that the more of the kill shots or the more of the red states and maybe less on the blue states. I don't know if that's true or not, but maybe she's just covered by the blood of Jesus, like in, well, I put the blood Jesus over like Mark 16:18, that no poison shall affect them. So I just wonder what you guys think about that.
Well, that's very possible. And what you do, again, is I would continue to pray for that and hold her up and keep her in prayer.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's what's, from what we've been told, we've seen this, that again, they've shipped the most toxic of those to the very conservative areas. And so
I would keep in mind, too, that a lot of the shots, a lot of the vials contain just saline.
Yeah.
Yeah,
those are the ones.
I figured.
Okay, I actually knew of a hospital administrator who was and had to take the shot. And she made a statement that I hope my staff appreciates me enough to give me the right vax. There you go.
Wow.
Meaning, you know,
the saline.
Yeah, this is a wonderful woman. I know that, but her job. But anyhow, there you go. That's what's happening out there today. It's the pressure. It's about money. All about money. Okay. Mm-hmm. The love of money is the root of all evil. Okay.
Yeah, I believe you, and I know the one is dead. So. I keep trying to tell my people that you take, oh, no, they trust the doctor. Matter of fact, I went to Kaiser, and he wanted to give me a shot. I go, you're still pushing that after all the people have been hurt? Oh, well, you know, some people will. And I'm like, no, thank you. I'm not taking any shot. And, yeah, I agree with what she says. I'm not getting any more shots for nothing. And I went to the hospital yesterday, and they gave me a shot for some sort of, I had an inflammatory problem. And I asked him, what is that? I don't want to sneak any COVID in. Oh, it's this. But I forgot what it was. But he gave me a shot in the shoulder. But, I'm not taking any more shots anymore, period. I mean, what it is. I should have refused that.
Well, but I tell him, beware. If I get shot, I'll shoot back. And that'll discourage him. All right. I got to move on. Thanks, Bob. Let's go out to Bob. And, back to Minnesota. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to mention quickly that back before the shots came out, about maybe 5 months before that, I went down to the University of Minnesota, and I went down the usual way and had it all blocked off. and they wouldn't allow anybody in that building. It's a 15-story research building, and they wouldn't explain why. And, you know, it's one of these universities where it's by Minnesota Constitution, all citizens have access to that university. But in this case, I think it was bought out. And I know that one of the vaccines was developed there. It was probably the Moderna. And so we have Governor Tim Walz to help, you know, that situation.
Yeah, I know. He's got a good nickname, don't he?
Yeah, we're always in trouble here, but that's another story. Okay, I just wanted to mention that.
Well, thank you very much. God bless. Let's go out to San Diego and Katie. Hey, Katie, you're in the air.
Hi, Pastor Ernie. I love your show, as always. And just as a registered nurse for quite a long time, and somebody who's caught COVID twice from people that were shedding the vaccine, I never caught it straight up other than people that were vaccinated and had symptoms. But when people talk to me about the vaccine, including trying to push it on me, which I never took it, I'm a proud anti-vaxxer of any kind. I don't believe in childhood vaccines either. It's the same old story. Prove it to me that it's effective. And not one person can say they can prove that the COVID vaccine stops COVID in their body. And I've asked them, well, what's your proof? What's the efficacy? And maybe I would have got it worse or might have. All the stupid little whoop kids are crying about the science. Well, maybe it's wishful thinking and might have caught it worse is an opinion. That's not a fact.
Right. That's always the, well, I didn't get real sick because I got the shots. They have absolutely no proof of that whatsoever.
No. And they actually have never been able to prove it. You know, they're putting us on the defense when we want to have our own natural immunity, which is, you know, if they want to talk about Hitler, I think it's pretty close to Hitler by forcing us to have things in our body. Same thing with kids in school. My children are all grown, and I am shocked that so many pediatricians are telling young mothers for years now, if you don't want to get these vaccines, then I don't think I can take care of you.
They won't keep you in their practice.
Well, you know, I've told a few young mothers, you know what you say then? You are not going to be a good fit for us, and I don't feel confident letting you touch my children. So I think this is a mutual audio, and I would find another pediatrician.
Yeah. I mean, you're their customer. You interview them.
Yeah, and they don't get to tell you, you know what? I've even had to tell doctors I take bioidentical hormone replacement, and I'm very happy with it. I think I might fight to the death for it if somebody tries to take it away. It's given me back my health, my brain, everything. Why women gain weight and they get big fat bellies, because in your belly fat, you're hanging on to the maximum amount of estrogen. So what does that tell you? Your body doesn't want to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. And so I've had to fight with doctors over that. I told one OBGYN, I live with me 24/7, and I only see you once a year.
Yeah, good point.
I always tell people, stick up for yourself.
Well, thank you, Katie. God bless you so much. And let's go to Tony in Massachusetts. I got to turn that radio off because I don't like the way I sound.
Hey, I'm sorry. Hang on a second.
All righty. Are you there, Tony?
Okay, yes, I'm here.
Go ahead. You're in the air.
I'm concerned about, I've been to the doctors recently, and originally he wanted me to get the shot, but I refused it. And although just recently I agreed to get a B12 shot, I was wondering, would it be safe to get that, or can they mess with that too?
B12 is simply a vitamin, right?
Yeah, I've heard of those, and I heard they can be really beneficial. So if you trust your doctor that that's what he's giving you?
Yeah. If it's straight B12, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, well, I'd ask to make sure that that's all it is. I would let him know.
Yeah, look at the vial.
Yeah. All righty.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Tony. Pastor Hal, you are in the air.
Yeah, how you doing? You know, you want me to get the invitation right now?
Yeah, well, if you have some commentary, go ahead first. You got 9 minutes
well,
right
it's
now.
It's really been a good show tonight, and a lot of information on the shots that people can really use all across the country. But, you know, you said a lot of times that it's not a tragedy to die, but it is a tragedy to die without the Lord Jesus Christ and without going to heaven. And there is good news, and the good news is that you don't have to die and die lost. You can go to heaven when you die. And that's why Jesus Christ died on that cross. John 14:6 said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And the reason Jesus Christ died on the cross was that God was allowing him, his Father was allowing him to pay the payment on the cross for every sin you and I have ever done. You know, God loves you, but he hates your sins. God wants you to come to heaven, but he said your sins could not come with you. And the only thing that can wash away those sins is the precious blood of Christ. And that's why the Bible says in Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood. And so it's not your good works that get you to heaven. It's not your church membership. None of that can wash away one sin. It's not water baptism. You could get baptized in the creek so often every tadpole in there knows your social security number and still die and go to hell. It's the precious blood of Christ. And so Jesus said in Luke 13:3, that except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Repentance is simply admitting to God something he knows already anyway. Without Jesus Christ in our hearts, we're just a bunch of dirty, rotten, lousy, stinking sinners on our road to hell, guilty of our sins and deserving punishment. But when you come to God on that cross, and Jesus was God in the flesh, and you ask him to forgive you of your sins and that come into your heart, he'll do that. But you got to come with that repentance, being sorry about the fact you're a sinner, and asking Jesus to come into your heart. And Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, saved to save from hell, and not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. And so a gift is something you get for free. Jesus did all the work. So if you die and go to hell, it's because you didn't receive the finished payment that Jesus paid for you on the cross, or you try to add to it, which is throwing the whole baby out the window. Jesus, when he died, he said three words, it is finished, which means all the work necessary for your redemption and mine has been accomplished by Jesus. Now, whether you go to heaven or hell depends on what you do with that finished payment. And Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That means if you believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul, and you pray and ask him to come into your heart, he's going to come into your heart, and he's going to give you the payment he paid for you on that cross. And that's permanent. It's a one-time thing, and it's eternal. And so God hears me talking to you right now. God don't want you to go to hell, but he's leaving the choice up to you. It's a free gift, like Ephesians 2:8-9 says. And John 1:12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. That power is God's Holy Spirit. But as many as received him. You see, you could believe in your mind that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul, but even the devil knows he did that for you. But the devil don't want you to reach out and receive that payment. So to keep from going to hell and make sure you're going to heaven, is you got to receive the payment Jesus paid for you. That you got to receive what you know about. And like I said before, Romans 10:13 tells you how to do that. That's what they call the sinner's prayer. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call is to pray. That's you talking to God. So if you open up the door of your heart right now, and Revelation 3:20 said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. And hearing his voice is hearing his word, what you're doing right now. Ask Jesus to come into your heart and save you. And my job as a preacher is to lead men and women to Christ. If you want Jesus to come into your heart, you could do it on your own, or I'd be glad to lead you in a simple prayer of faith. But the fact is, pray right now in simple childlike faith, trusting what Jesus did for you on that cross and asking him to come into your heart. And if you want to pray that prayer together, let's pray. Oh, dear God, please forgive me, a sinner. I here and now ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of all my sins, and save my soul from hell, because I believe you died on that cross and shed your blood to wash away my sins and give me eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, folks, if you prayed that minute, 1 John 5:13 says, these things are written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. Why? That you may know that you have eternal life. Not just think it, wish it, or hope for it, but from now on you can know it because God made you that promise and God cannot lie. Now, Pastor Rich, do you want to add anything?
No, beautiful job. You did good, Hal. And that's what we need to think about for all those people out there. Just understand that if you've prayed that prayer, you have that assurance. God says that no man will pluck them out of his hand. So we can't lose our salvation once we have our salvation. It's a blessing that God gives us, and we don't need to be concerned about that. We just need to walk in the Spirit.
Amen. And that's important, too. You know, it's not that hard to lead somebody to the Lord, but to get them to live for the Lord day in and day out after they're saved, that's where the battle is. And folks, when Jesus saves you, he wants you to magnify him every day of your life after that. That means living for him, reading the Bible, get a King James Bible, read that thing, fellowship with God, ask the Holy Spirit to lead you how to live for the Lord every day. That's where all the victory is, and you could bear a lot of fruit for Christ that way, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Scripture says, study to show thyself approved unto God. So, yes, absolutely. We need to spend that time.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, how do we know? What would you just? I mean, how do we know that the Bible's what it says it is, right? I mean, how do we know that? Where's the evidence? If you take, is there any other explanation that comes close, okay? God, okay, the Creator, he told us, he showed us exactly what he did, right? There's no other explanation that even comes close to what God's Word, the Bible, gives us. He's an eyewitness account. We have an eyewitness account from the very beginning there. And it's an amazing thing. Look, 1,800 prophecies, almost all of them have been fulfilled. Exactly when, exactly where, exactly how. It's mathematically impossible. The one was made 4,000 years in advance, right?
Right. What is it? Over 40 writers? Over
56 writers.
Right.
Most of them never knew each other.
Yep.
They were in complete harmony. Try to get two guys in complete harmony.
Yeah.
Today. Right. It's pretty hard to do, right? And so, I mean, I have to straighten Hal out all the time. Anyhow, there you go. So, anyhow, God's Word, the Bible, it is the absolute authority, the only absolute authority in existence today. No greater source of knowledge, wisdom in existence than that book.
Yeah.
Because here's why. Heaven and earth will pass, but God's Word will never pass away. And we have God's Word on that, don't we?
Amen.
He said that. And so, again, all of creation cries out to bear testimony to everything that's written in that King James Bible, okay? So we're coming up to that time when we reach every night at this time where we say, thanks for being here.
Thank
I want to thank
everyone.
All of you for your support. And I want to say good night.
Good night.
God
night.
Bless.
God bless.
God bless.
And always, always, always,
always,
always. Ready? You always say always, right? You could.
Always.
She always says always, right? You ready? Keep fighting the fight. Fight, 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 fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.